Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Froschen. I am the Chief Operating Officer of the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that every life can teach and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, entrepreneurs, marketers, artists, authors, spiritualists, mentors, and students to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today, I have with me again, and I'm so happy about it, one of my favorite people on the planet, Sammy D, who is a prolific author. She is also our chief technology officer here at Discover Your Path U, without whom we would literally be dead in the water. And she is also somebody who specializes in helping other women deal with their body image and finding value in themselves that is separate from how they look. So Sammy, thank you so much for being with me here again today. And I'm super excited kind of just to hear from you about this new series of books that you're writing, My Big Fat Kitchen. If you could just share with us a little bit about how you started writing these books and how it affects your life coaching and what you're doing in your own individual life coaching.
Well, thank you for having me again, Sharon.
Absolutely.
Lovely to be here. I have just announced my second book called My Big Fat Kitchen, which is the sequel to My Big Fat Fat. So this book is out end of November, 29th of November. It's up for pre-order now.
Awesome.
And it came, I think it was your fault. it was you, Margaret, I think, that got me interested in a transition to plant-based eating. And I looked at a few films on the subject that you put up in Nourish, and it made sense to me. It really, something rang true about it. And shortly afterwards, I stopped buying meat. And then I started my journey to find things that I was confident to cook, plant-based things. And it was then I realized I can't cook to save my life. You know, I have a tiny ass kitchen with, you know, two cupboards, and I've got more sinks than cupboards. So I've got like a temporary worktop which sits on top of one of my sinks. And if I put too much stuff on it, it collapses. I have one saucepan, one knife. And, you know, I was like, what do I do? Where do I start? And I was intimidated by thinking, okay, I now have to cook a meal from scratch. Because, you know, for 20 years, I lived in hotels while I was working. I ordered in, you know, I ate in the restaurants at work. And I never had to make anything. You know, I mean, I could just about get away with grilled cheese on, you know, toast, barely. So it was, the book is about that whole process of learning to cook, being confident with cooking, and also then getting joy out of the way of eating that I'm choosing to transition to. So find recipes that I like and I'm confident putting together with very little equipment.
Right.
You know, so it's been a blast. And, you know, I think, again, you and Margaret encouraged me to do some videos on the subject. And
hell yes, I was not going to miss out on that.
And I think you liked them.
Oh, I love them.
And, you know, that spurred me on to do it because another one of my values in, you know, deep inside me is that I love making people laugh. And I think I'm quite good at that as well.
Oh, you sure.
So, you know, it's that's where, and then when I started doing that, then Margaret said to me, you know, that's a book, right? And I went, yeah. So I wrote the book.
I love it. Well, I think what's so powerful about this is that I think there are a lot of people out there that, based upon the way that our culture is currently going, based upon a lot of the movies that are out on what meat does to your body and how, and particularly how animals are treated in our current agricultural system, especially here in the United States. There's a desire to go to a plant-based diet, but there's those two fears. The first fear is I don't know how to cook it. And the second fear is it's going to taste like shit. And yeah. I loved that you documented it because it's literally you showing the world with your work and with you doing what you're best at, which is making people laugh and writing, showing them that you don't have to be afraid of this.
Exactly. I mean, you've heard the phrase, if I can do it, anyone can. Yes. That phrase gets battered around all over the internet. But I'm telling you, coming from me in my kitchen, with one saucepan and a blunt knife, right? Yeah. If I can do it, anyone can. I think we're scared off by, you know, these celebrity chefs who have $250,000 kitchen, yeah, with every possible piece of equipment available at their fingertips and, you know, ingredients from the outer Mongolian Alps, you know, in the cupboard behind them. They and the producers, you know, laying out all the ingredients for them, they have no friggin' problem, you know, cooking something plant-based. But when you're in a pokey kitchen with no worktops and, you know, you don't know what to do with a butternut, you've never seen one before, you've never handled one before, you're like, what the... And I think, you know, the fun part is say, okay, well, I guess I have to cut it lengthways and then roast it without the seeds, with the seeds, you know. And it's funny. I made a fruit crumble, raspberry and apple crumble, a plant-based topping. And the recipe I had was for 12 servings, so a rather large. And the pie tin I had was for like 6. So I made Crumble Mountain. Mm. I had a lovely apple raspberry pie and a great big mountain of crumble on top.
Oh, that's the best way to do it.
It was hilarious. And, you know, I think you have to do that to conquer the fear of, you know, looking at plant-based eating as some kind of elite club.
Yeah.
Because it ain't. And I think, well, certainly in this country, veganism has had a not great rap.
Large in part to us.
Well, I was going to say it's entirely your fault, Shaq. You know. You know, I mean, if you're in a party of people in a restaurant and someone says, actually, I'm vegan, everyone goes, oh, God. you've probably seen it, but yeah, it's really not that difficult to get into that way of life, you know, and I think people need to have an open mind about it. I mean, I was certainly... Yeah. Quite nervous, but when I made my first chickpea chili and it tasted like something my mother used to make with beef, right, in terms of the spices and the flavoring,
that sounds incredible.
I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned.
Aren't the flavors incredible in plant-based foods?
Yeah, and to use spices, and I fed my dad some soup, right, I can't remember what it was, but he couldn't believe I made it. He was like, this is amazing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I made it. So, yeah. And the other thing I love about plant-based food is that, you know, I mentioned that, you know, a lot of the celebrity chefs call for, you know, rolled oats from the Vestal Virgins of Mongolia, right? With plant-based cooking, I can look at a book full of recipes and say, yep, got that, got that, got that, got that, got that. I've got most of the ingredients, you know, because it's fresh food and herbs and spices. There's nothing elitist about it. It's just, so that increased my confidence greatly.
I think a lot of it too is that vegans can tend to be quite judgy. You know, we as a group of people often make this much more complicated than it needs to be. And it becomes, you know, don't you love the animals? And as somebody who became a vegan for health reasons rather than for, I want to say, moral reasons, I tend to be more the kind of the middle of the road person that I have no problem if somebody's eating meat, eggs, or that kind of thing from like your local farmer where the animal's not being abused. I think it's more supporting an industrialized system that abuses animals and treats them like a product rather than a sentient being. But I think it's the way that vegans behave in public. I mean, it's supposed to be this diet of love and for spiritual reasons, and then we all have that vegan friend that just makes everybody's life completely miserable every single time we get together, because they've got if they don't mention the word vegan 29,000 times while you're together, it's like they lost a game or something. And we have not done plant-based eating any favors, and people like you come along behind us and basically clean up our mess. You clean up the mess that we've made, and you show people, it's okay, I know they're assholes, but you really can do this.
I don't actually call them assholes at all, you know, in the book. I want to make that clear. But, I certainly don't think they've done themselves any favors. I used to go to school with a girl who was vegan. Right, and I'd never heard of a vegan before in my life. When I was 15, all I was interested in was white stilettos and Malibu, right? So, you know, she's kind of, you know, drinking like Bovril, like Vegemite drinks instead of tea. And I'm like, who are you? I just didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And her diet just appeared so restrictive, as I suppose it would in 1985. But nowadays, you know, I'm about to try a recipe with jackfruit for the first time. Never heard of it before in my life, but I'm hearing it's a good substitute for tuna, which I still eat. And that's another point that I would make, is that, you know, in order for you to get confidence and enjoy something, you have to transition into it slowly. Find things you love, find things that you're confident, find things that bring you joy when you eat them, and, you know, do it slowly. Because if you wake up one day and say, right, I'm going to eat eucalyptus leaves and wheatgrass for the rest of my life, it ain't gonna work, is it?
It doesn't. I mean, I woke up one day, I will say that I woke up one day and decided that I was vegan, and I've been vegan ever since, but that's because I had a partner that could cook and cook really well, who that night made me an amazing vegan dish and then just continued to make me amazing vegan food. So when you're in that situation, which I honestly think 99% of the population is not, it makes it easy. But when it's you cooking for yourself, if you're not gentle with yourself, and if you don't give yourself the ability to ease into it, instead of, well, I can't eat another bite of meat, you really do yourself a disservice. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'm very confident that people feel a similar way to me with regards to meat, because I was already really fussy about meat up until I stopped buying it. And the thing that made me stop buying it is to gross to even mention. And at that point I said, that's it. I'm just not buying it anymore. Why would I put myself through that? Mm-hmm. And I didn't really even notice that change. Yeah. So I think it's very important to make a gradual transition, because, you know, as with anything, you have to be happy and confident doing it. Otherwise, you ain't gonna.
It's kind of like getting sober. If you're getting sober for anyone but you, it's good. You're gonna make yourself miserable.
I mean, I to my shame, I still smoke, but I've made a small transition towards quitting it altogether. And that makes sense to me, whereas before it was abject terror, you know, to think about stopping this thing, which was my best friend, which sounds completely ridiculous.
Not at all. I've been there.
You're always checking whether you've got some, you're always planning where you're going to be and that you're going to have some next to you, you know, and that's to make that gradual transition to me was, you know, life changing. And then, you know, I'm very slowly starting to slow down and stop. Not consciously though, it's like find other things in my life that are worth doing, like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and writing 2,000 words on book number 5 when I've barely finished book number 2, you know, that love kind of.
Love it. I love that you're so passionate about it. And if I'm not mistaken, writing is actually taking you in a completely different professional direction too, am I right?
Yes, it is. So for a few years now, I've had Samantha V Coaching, which is my coaching business. And I had a couple of amazing clients, love them. And I continue to talk and connect with them. So hi, if you're watching. It's not something I wake up in the middle of the night and think about, you know, there's not that passion in there for this construct that is a coaching business. Instead, I still have the passion for having your own sense of self-esteem, self-worth, and a body image that is joyful for you and everyone else. And so I am going to shape that into an offering for everybody who wants to tip up and talk about self-esteem issues, body image issues, even plant-based diet issues. You know, if we can all sit around in a circle and have a laugh about it, I think that's the best thing in the world. So whilst I've made that conscious decision to sort of not pursue that as a business, the passion is still going to be there, and I'm going to be offering, you know, some kind of talks, be it weekly or twice weekly, where people can just tip up and ask me anything or tell me their story, and, you know, we can share and shoot the shit about all that kind of stuff.
That's fantastic. Now, is that your own page? Is that on the Discover Your Path You website? Where are you planning on holding those?
Well, I'm hoping that it's going to be on the Discover Your Path You platform. I haven't yet completely thought it through in terms of having it available for members and, you know, maybe opening it out to the wider community. So do stay tuned. You know, if you register at the Discover Your Path You website, you'll see the announcements there and, you know, see what happens with that going on, you know, in a month or two.
And what's the address for the website?
It is discoveryourpathyou.com. So I plan to, you know, if I'm going to do those talks, that's where the announcements are going to be for that. So, yeah.
Awesome. And just so you guys know, you can register for a free account. You don't have to be a paying member to have an account on the website and at least keep up on what's going on. And just so you know, we've had an interview earlier in the week with Misty Flanagan, who's our chief marketing officer. If you're currently in a position where you necessarily can't afford a membership, we do have a wonderful thing called a contributor membership, which allows you to trade your time and your talents in for a membership, which gives you access to all the other amazing events that go on the platform, including Sammy's discussion groups or any other awesome thing that she decides to offer. So if you are interested in maybe trying our platform out and getting a better understanding for, is this a good fit? Is it not a good fit? And you're really not interested in putting money out on it, you can do 2 free events for our members a month, and then you yourself would have access to everything else that we do. Yeah. And as always, all the board members events offered, and Sammy is a board member, the chief technology officer, are always free to our members. We do not charge our members for anything that we create or offer.
Absolutely. And there's some mega courses on the site, and workshops and talks, and the contributor membership has gone amazingly so far. You know, I'm really enjoying seeing people, you know, sign up for the membership, and then I'm going to do this kind of talk and this kind of workshop. And, you know, I just love seeing it grow in that way. And I can't wait to see where it is in, you know, 3 to 6 months time, when, everyone's settled in and, you know, doing their two events a month. It's just really exciting.
Yeah, 6 months from now will be our anniversary. And I'm really excited to see where we're at that point, because we just keep continuing to really kind of break industry norms. And I really love doing that.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think with the deep dives, which is, you know, just world changing, it's absolutely amazing, really fascinating, even if you're not a life coach.
Yes.
It's amazing to get involved and watch and look at. And I would challenge anyone not to come away having learned something from, you know, one of those. And we've got these are connection sessions, which is all kinds of people. And I'm just so excited to see. I mean, imagine where we're going to be in 6 months' time, Sharon.
You know, we've got Beth's book clubs. We've got our chief spiritual officer is doing a prosperity and abundance course. There's just so much available on that platform. And it makes me so happy to see us, you know, really coming up with amazing stuff to offer. And we're getting ready to start rolling out more of a program that caters to people who are more into self-help rather than life coaching, and pairing those two communities together, because they really are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, on many other places I've been, it's coaches practicing on coaches. You know, and it kind of, it works to a point. but I think, you know, there needs to be a wider net. There needs to be, you know, an open kind of thinking where people are saying, hey, what's this tarot lark? You know, and really just have an open mind to it. And if it's not for you, it's not for you, you know, but it's that curiosity that we're encouraging. And I love that. And for people, for instance, you know, Shannon has got her Women by the Fire talk, which I spent a good amount of time in today. And it was amazing just to see where she's come in terms of her confidence and, you know, her passion.
She is passionate.
It was great.
It really is. There's not only the events now, but we have a lot of other events being added to the calendar on a regular basis. And we would always love to include you guys in our family, because that's what Discover Your Path You is. It's more of a family than anything else. And we would love for you to come and figure out who you are and what your message is and how you want to deliver it with us. Come do it shitty. Come do it in a way that maybe not, might not be perfect, but it's authentic to you. Figure out who you are, who it is that you want to be, what you want to provide a student, and then figure out how to do that. That it's more important that you be given the opportunity to do things authentically and find your own voice than it is to to present a perfect product, which doesn't.
You know, and I would imagine there's some viewers sitting there thinking, oh, I can't do classes. Well, even if you've got a story to tell, you know, come along to one of our public forum on the site and say, hey, this is me. This is the story I have to tell. And then you've shared your experience with our community. Yeah. So that's a place to start. You know, we're not all saying, yeah, get in there, do some live workshops. We're saying just get into the community, just dive in, see what you can get, you know, and give to other people.
Yes.
Great.
It really is. Well, Sammy, I just want to thank you for taking the time to be on with me today, and especially for sharing your next book with us. I'm already super excited about getting to read the fifth book that had you up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously, that's going to be incredible. I want to thank our viewers, Susan, Becky, Alyssa, Angela, all the people that have come by to see and to kind of take in what we're doing here. If you come by and you catch this video after we're no longer live, drop us a hashtag replay. Let us know that you were here. If you're interested in Sammy's book or in Sammy's work, all of her contact information is also on this live, and I will be editing it in a few moments to include the pre-order link for her new book so that you can get yourself one of her books, which I would highly recommend. And as always, guys, you know I love you. We'll be back here tomorrow, same place, same time. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, guys. Bye.